children. What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Family Matters, Mask's weekly radio show. Mask, Mothers and Fathers Aligned, saving kids, all age kids, whether they're in first grade or they're 50 years old, still someone's child. Mask is here to help all families with all mental health issues, prevention of at-risk, and addictions. Mask is in our 21st year. And when I see people on the street and they stop me and they say, you just deal with families with addictions, right? So my answer is no. When I started Mask 21 years ago, it was for an addiction issues for families that were suffering with addiction issues. But over the 21 years, we have turned into a prevention program. Let it not turn into addictions. Let's call early on when you see something going on in your elementary age children. Let's say it's learning disabilities, bullying going on in a lot of the schools today, unfortunately, or whatever mental health issues that one may be suffering with. Depression, very big now. Depression, unfortunately, so many people are suffering with depression and with anxiety, OCD. So call Mask early on. Our number is 718-758-0400. We are here from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. I have a staff answering calls for you to answer your questions. You can call anonymous. Call to describe a situation, and then maybe we can give you a referral, offer you support groups, get you to an inpatient or an outpatient program. Whatever it is, my staff will help your family in whatever you may need and get you there as quickly as we can. So again, get a pen, write down our number. Maybe it's for yourself. Maybe it's for a loved one, a spouse, a neighbor. Write down our number. Maybe it's for someone you sit next to in shul. Our number again, 718-758-0400. Tonight, I'm very, very honored to have with us this evening Zahava List, one of the founders of Chaskenu. Chaskenu is an amazing organization, and I would like to welcome you, Zahava, tonight for being on with us. Yasher Koach, for starting your organization. Welcome.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank the whole Mask, all the organization, and it's amazing what you're doing for parents, for children, for the entire community.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
So, thank you. Zahava, I'd like you to talk about Chaskenu. My listeners may never have heard about it. So can you tell us, what is Chaskenu? How long ago did you find the organization? And tell us a little bit about it, please.
Yes. Chaskenu means strengthen us. So when we started it in March of 2016, I personally have struggled with my mental health challenges, my mental illness of postpartum psychosis, bipolar, anxiety, etc. And I felt that I needed something more than just a therapist, more than just a doctor. I needed a peer support I was looking around for conferences or phone meetings for Jewish women in the community who could connect and talk about their illnesses and try to help remove the stigma. And I asked one person to the next, and they said, I don't know anyone, but if you find it, please let me know. And I really couldn't find it. So I said, okay, I want to start something. I want to start a phone meeting. I had all different ideas. And with Hashem's help, I found two women who felt the same way and the same had the same goal in mind. And together we started Chazkenu. And Chazkenu is a peer support organization for all Jewish women with any mental health challenge, struggle, whether it's diagnosed or undiagnosed, who are looking for support, understanding to get out of their isolation, to remove the stigma, their self-stigma, and to really, you know, help them in so many ways. So we have a lot of different programs that reach this goal.
So you say stigma. We want to thank Mayor de Blasio, the First Lady, Shalane McRae, for having New York City work so hard on reducing stigma. And masks, we are working very hard with our community ads and the papers. And the reason that mask is so focused on the reducing stigma with full page ads is the more it's talked about publicly, the more strength, more chizik it gives families that need to deal with it on a personal level. And, you know, people always ask me, they say, how can I go to a support group? Other people will see me there. And I explained to them, anyone seeing you there at the support group, they themselves are struggling as well. So if they're at the group and they're struggling, you can give each other the chizuk. So if anyone wants to reach Zahava List or know about any of MASC's groups as well, please call 718-758-0400. Zahava, I'd like you to talk about confidentiality with your group and how you struggle when people call up and they're scared of Shaduchim, who's going to find out, etc. So can you address that, please?
Absolutely. The way I put it is an anonymity, confidentiality, is the glue that keeps Chazkenu together. Every single person who calls, whatever is mentioned on the phone call, on the emails, on the conference calls, and anything that any contact we have, is whatever's there stays there. And we also encourage our members to keep confidentiality within themselves. If they speak to a Chazkenu member who opens up to them, they are not allowed to repeat that to anyone. And we find that it's so important when I speak to mothers who call me about their child, Chazkenu is open to family members as well. So we support the parents, we support the loved ones, the spouses, the children of who have mothers or fathers who are struggling, because it's so important for people to get that support. And we believe when you strengthen others, you strengthen yourself. So the more we get out of ourselves, look to give support to each other, look to empathize with each other, we can get tremendous chizuk, which is all about what Chazkenu is. And it's all done with complete privacy. Nothing is written. Nothing. There's nothing that we share, any information at all.
Let me ask you, do you have therapists that facilitate your meetings? Or are they peer-led?
Yeah, so the meetings are peer-led with a peer moderator script with guidelines, and they lead the meeting. And at the same time, we have the way the meetings go is we have either a personal story from one of our members, or we have a therapist, many different therapists. We've had all different professionals talk about all different modalities and topics within mental health. And it's tremendous validation, encouragement, and gives awareness. And validation to our members. I mean, we're talking about the phone meeting, but we've done so many different ways of connecting. But that is, you know, leads me to another program we have, which is called Empowered, where twice a week we have therapists, rotation of therapists who are on for non-emergency support, questions, validation, just to be there for people. They do it all volunteer, and we have it every Sundays and Wednesdays at night, and it's tremendous for people who, let's say, would like to speak to their therapist but, you know, can't talk to them between sessions. And really it's open to the entire Jewish community.
Are those conversations limited per person in time?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. The limit is 15 minutes conversations between the therapist and the one calling.
And is it the same therapist every Sunday and Wednesday, or do you rotate?
We have a rotation of therapists who specialize in all different modalities.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you said rotation. That's very helpful. Lots of times clients really have questions during the week, like you said, in between their own sessions, things come up. And so that is very helpful. And what time is that program?
Sunday nights and Wednesday nights from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. And you're international, isn't that correct?
Correct, since we have things through the phone, through the email, through online. Yes, it is.
And you're doing this 2.5 years. How many clients are you dealing with a year? Let people know, you know, that people really call you.
Yeah, we have hundreds of women that we've spoken to. But yet, I wouldn't have the exact number because we don't have any kind of listing. We don't save information. It's all completely confidential. So therefore, I know that I've spoken to hundreds of women, but I don't have an exact amount.
So for my listeners, Mask Ready has helped over 48,000 families in our 21 years. Zahav is brand new, 2.5 years. I remember when I started Mask, and you already have hundreds of people that picked up the phone. The sad part is there are a lot of people dealing with mental health issues on a daily basis, lots of families suffering. Everybody is wired differently, but the good thing is there's Mask, there's Chazkenu, and many other organizations that are all helping Klal Yisrael in these topics of mental health and addiction. So for anyone that wants to get information on Chazkenu or Mask, call our confidential helpline at 718-758-0400. Zahav is ready to speak to you. And other staff of Chazkenu is ready to speak to you and help whatever it is you may need in support, in peer support, so that it could make your day go better. It could make your life go better. What is the message you want to leave my listeners before we close up tonight, Zahavaweth, please?
Yeah, I want to just tell everyone who is struggling, every woman out there, that you're not alone. And even though this is something that's kept quiet, you really should know that it's not that we want to be normal and something's wrong with us. We want to be better than normal. And each and every one is not our illness. We are special, and we happen to have an illness. And we hope that you can join and know that we're here for you.
So have a list. From Chazkenu, Yash Koach. Thank you for being on with us tonight. And it's Hashem should give you the Koach to continue the wonderful work that you and all your volunteers are doing for the Klal. And the best to you as well. Thank you, Sahaba.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, I'd like to give out MASC's confidential helpline, 718-758-0400. And now we have with us another guest tonight, Malky Landau, who is an LCSW, a licensed clinical social worker. She's in private practice in Borough Park, and we are going to continue our conversation about depression and how parents could gain the help, the support, by going to group. Malky facilitates a group for people that suffer from different mental health issues. And I'd like to welcome Malky, and Malky will tell us all about it. Hi, Malky. Thank you for coming tonight. Hi. Malky, I want you to tell my listeners, besides being a very well, you know, a seasoned clinician, somebody that understands mental health, someone that's supervised, we always tell our listeners, before you get a therapist, make sure they have a supervisor. Malky, tell us about your support group that you facilitate, please.
Sure. So for the past 2.5 years, I facilitate a group for young adults with mental illness. And in the group, primarily we have young adults who are struggling with bipolar, and there's different types of bipolar. And we also have someone with depression and anxiety currently.
And Malky, how is the group run? Where is it? Is it in person? You want to tell our listeners, please?
Yes. We have our group on the phone.
Okay.
Honestly, you know, at this point, I think the group will be more than happy to meet together. But it started out as a telephone support group, and I left it like that. I'm not going to change it at this point. You know, there are other groups that can happen in person, but our group continues to be a telephone support group.
So it reminds me of MASC having a parent support group for their young adults that had eating disorders. And some of the parents were a little bit frightened to be seen, to talk about their problems openly in front of other parents. So I had suggested to the therapist that was going to facilitate, I said, let's start it as a 6-week phone group. And it started, and by the third week, I got a phone call, can we meet in person? So sometimes it's really good to start off on the phone, and then each group decides what works for them. So your group, there are online community groups as well, but Malky, your group is on the phone. It's been on the phone successfully on a conference call for 2.5 years. I'd like you to help my listeners understand how a support group, the power of a support group, what happens at the beginning when you start out, and how it develops into real good relationships and understanding of the issues and the people struggling. So can you give chizuk to the listeners tonight to pick up the phone, to make the call, to find out about groups? Can you sell the concept of groups to my listeners, please?
Yes, indeed. I absolutely adore my group. They are a wonderful bunch of intelligent, hardworking people, extremely motivated group. When we began, you know, people were shy. They were very afraid of others in the group recognizing their voice. That's how scared they were of this. And they were hesitant. Some of them didn't want to use their real names. So they didn't. That's okay. In the end, everyone is using their real name at this point. And with time, they began to really appreciate this platform where maybe for the first time in their life, they were able to share with others their experiences. For the most part, I run a different group as well for other people. Most people do not share their challenges in mental health with others in their life. So that means they can have a best friend who doesn't even know about it. And that leaves people feeling really, really lonely and very, very isolated. And when they came to the group and they discovered that there were other people who really, really could understand them, could really get what it was like, had many of the same exact experiences, it was a very, very special feeling for them. And I truly believe that the group is part of the reason. And I say part because every group member does have individual therapy, and actually all are on medication. But the group is definitely a part of each member's ability to really move on in their life and to reach milestones. One of the members got married. I can't give details, but one of them just, you know, graduated and is entering a wonderful profession. Another member was able to have a surgery that she needed, which she was so frightened of. So we're really, really moving places. And this is the place where they can share and speak and reduce the stress in their lives because they're able to speak things over with other people.
So, Malky, I just want to share with our listeners that at MASC we have ongoing support groups for parents that are struggling with their loved ones' mental health issues, addictions, you know, kids getting arrested, kids being asked to change schools in elementary age, and we do prevention. So our groups are amazing. They form relationships. Parents come, they share in their simplest, in their hard times, in their good times. So groups are so powerful, especially for those that are suffering themselves, those that have the mental illness. They grow, they're able to overcome so many different struggles that they may have, like you mentioned. And I just want our listeners to understand the power of group. I also want to thank First Lady Shalane McRae for always working towards reducing stigma. Us, all of our organizations, talking about reducing stigma, working towards stigma-free. Anybody going upstate on the way on the 17 by exit 116, we have our billboard, MASC. We have our radio shows online. Anyone wanting to listen to any radio shows about mental health issues in the past, you can go online to MASC Parents with an S at the end, a mom and a dad, maskparents.org. You can listen to our radio shows, and this one will be posted next week as well. Malky, the other support group that you facilitate, would you like to share what that one's about, please, in brief?
Sure. I run a group for adult children of mothers with borderline personality disorder. So these are all adult females. Over 18 years, happens to be that they're all married and have families of their own, and they grew up with a mother with borderline personality disorder. That's very,
and
very difficult.
Lots of difficult.
Yes, yes. And because they're bringing up their own families now, they can be very triggered, and they have a lot to deal with. They need to figure out how to relate to their mothers today. And they also never had good models for parenting. So in that group, we've done a lot of education, parenting, I teach about healthy child development. And perhaps the most important part is that the group shares. Again, many of them have never shared their struggles with any others. So here's a place where they can all come together, hear each other out, and be there for each other. And it's so very inspiring experience for me.
Malky, thank you very much for joining us here tonight and sharing about your group and your experience with these families. And I would like to just tell my listeners, if anyone wants to be a part of a group, whether it's for themselves or a parent, please call our confidential helpline, 718-758-0400. Maybe you want to write it down. Maybe it's for your friend, someone, a neighbor you can give our number to, someone you're sitting next to in shul. Pass our website to them, maskparents.org. Be our partner. Make a donation online so that we can continue our services for these families. And again, our number, 718-758-0400. I want to tell you thank you, Malky.
Thank you, Rachama, to you and the entire MASK staff for everything you do for the call.
Thank you. Amen. We should all continue to help families, and I'd like to wish everyone a very good evening and a wonderful Shabbos.
Hi, this is Kim Amzalag, a good friend of Zev Brenner and this network. I'm the new Director of Corporate Sponsorship and Business Development, and I'd like to work with you with the Talkline Network and help you get your business off the ground. I'd like to talk to you about creative ways you can use the radio, internet, and social media network that Zev has built over the last 37 years. As the director of advertising for Kosher Inspired, which used to be with Mishpacha, and The Forward, and Jewish Living, I can bring a lot of experience and creativity to campaigns that you are dreaming about. Please give me a call at 917-318-5725, and let's get going. Again, my number is 917-318-5725.
Have you noticed how the world is getting smaller with the use of social media? Everything and everyone seems a mere click away. And yet, our lines of communication have gotten broader, more infrequent, and spread apart. With all its advancements, technology has reduced interpersonal communication to the bare minimum. I'm Tippy, and I've always wanted to make waves, to connect and make a difference in the lives of others. Join me on the Kol Isha radio show, where we discuss all things life and living from a woman's perspective. No question is too great, no issue too small, and the only limit is time. Send in your questions to kolishamedia@gmail.com. I'm a writer, event coordinator, passionate foodie, health aficionado, avid traveler, and last but definitely not least, a proud spiritual Jew. I don't have a PhD or any letters after my name, but I do have a BSD before. Tune in on Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. on 6:20 a.m. Catch you on the next wave.
TCN, Talkline Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.